There's a man looking apprehensive. Oh, Arundel. Oh,
and right. Apprehensive and idle at the moment. I'm sure that won't be very long, though.
No, no, I'm idle until I'm called for. Just standing around in the interim trying not to drink too much.
Peter, you've taken me downstairs to what is effectively the ground floor, I suppose.
That's right, it's the banqueting suite of the Town Hall. This is where we got our Sussex bar set up. This is 60 beers from the Sussex Brewers. And we do actually have a small bet, so from the welcome in of the 10 most popular. Opposite us, we have our product stall, all the camera products we've got on sale here today.
It looks like you've got a prolific number of books there, which
yeah, there's all
good
manner,
range,
all
it?
Manner of books on brewing and beers and so on. It's excellent.
As well as the old beer mats and what do you call those?
And these two gentlemen here, they're on sale as well. But we're not likely to get much of a price for them.
I'm sure somebody somewhere will make them an offer.
It's highly unlikely.
Highly unlikely. Shall we go in and have a look at the beers then?
This young lady here. It's a special lady. She's doing a steward thing today. She's been the organiser for the previous 2 years, and it's all her fault that I'm doing it this year.
Oh, right.
This is Ingrid.
Hello, Ingrid.
Hello.
I'm Richard Vogt from Richard Vogt Radio Show. How's he done then this year?
Superb. He's organised it really, really well, and everybody's enjoying themselves and really happy about it.
And you've had a relaxing year, have you? Not having to worry?
Absolutely. the worries are the ones I handed over.
So now you're standing here completely calm, watching Peter stressing himself out.
Yes. I try and give him the odd pat on the back and make him feel better.
I'm sure you do, Peter. So, right, we're just outside the 63 beers?
60 Sussex and 10 of the most popular in the welcome in.
Oh,
so
lovely.
We've got 70 beers in here.
So this is slightly smaller room than upstairs.
Yeah, it's much smaller. But quite busy. In previous years, it's not been that busy down here, but we've actually, once we've got the Sussex bar down here, it's proved very, very popular. So there's the 10 for the welcome in. Notice the welcome in with IN, not the second N. It's the welcoming aspect of it to encourage people to
give it a whirl and try.
That's it, yeah. And then, so that's the rest of the Sussex beers around there. This is our T-shirt man. We franchise out the T-shirt man to Aid. And he'd actually produced these very fetching T-shirts.
And these are very splendid.
That the staff are all wearing.
Brown and sort of yellow cream.
Yellowy cream, yes.
Mm. Custard colour.
Oh, thank you.
With words in custard, I should say.
So here we have our Sussex membership, our camera membership store. This young lady who happens to be married to me, Manning, this one. You might have met her. I thought you met her when you came round to my place.
I know, I don't think she was there.
She might have just popped out.
No, she's working very hard there, signing people up, isn't she?
Yes, we signed 18 people up yesterday, which is magnificent. So some festivals don't get that at all.
Really?
So this is already an indication that we are beginning the message home. We are delighted about that.
I can well believe it. So you're running. You ran yesterday, and you're running tomorrow and Sunday.
No, we don't do Sunday.
Oh, you don't do Sunday.
We've had enough by Saturday. Yes. 10 o'clock Saturday night. We've had enough.
That's
we won't
it.
Have any beer left.
No, no. Not at this rate, it's all going so fast.
Yeah,
which is fantastic.
Through here, we've got this is our exhibition area. Only a small exhibition area.
Is this the virtual brewery?
Well, it didn't turn out quite like that in the end. We just got Brighton Boozers have very kindly lent us these stands. And Miles Jenner from Harvey's has got some of those boards there.
Well, we'll have a little gander at that little bit later on.
Later on, we've got a brewer coming to... It's Mark Tranter from Dartstar. We'll be doing a little talk on brewing in here this lunchtime.
At lunchtime?
Yeah. Should be. I think it was announced for 1 o'clock or 1:30. So.
Right. Well, we'll definitely come back for that.
Can I introduce this man to you?
Certainly, man.
Mike Lockyer, who's our chief steward, but he's actually taking over from me next year.
Oh, right. So you've got the job, have you?
Unfortunately, unfortunately, yes. There's a challenge I'm looking forward to greatly.
Well, I'm sure that Peter's going to be giving you tons of advice.
He will be, yes. Passing over all of the information. and taking it from there.
At a cost, of course. I'll be charging for my consultancy.
Oh, and he's been called off. He's been called off. Marvellous. It's all go here at the beer festival, isn't it? Hello, chaps.
Hello.
Can we interrupt you just for a moment to... we're at the Richard Vogue's radio show, a podcast on the internet, downloadable. We're here covering the Sussex Beer Festival. We want to find out what people... what brings people to a beer festival and what you're all discussing, because you all look very intent on something.
Well, I come every year anyway, because it's better than going to work on a Friday.
That's a good enough reason.
And... it's just one of the best selections of beers you can get, really, in one hit, other than going up to the big national festival in London.
So what have you tried so far?
Well, that's...
because when you've got, however, what is it, 144 odd beers in here, how do you start select? Because there's no way you can drink that much.
True.
Because you're a fairly slim man, aren't you?
Thank you very much, yeah. It's just a question of spotting stuff you might not have had before, and definitely going for some of the stuff that you have had before, which you've not, if you can remember you like it, go and get it again.
So what, you've got a pint of something going on here.
I've got a half of something I'd never had before, and you've got me now because I can't remember what it's called.
So, do you like it?
Oh, yes, it's very strong, very nice. Thank
it's
you.
A shame you can't remember what
it's
it is.
Called, no, it's called Gilbert White.
Gilbert White. So all these other chaps on this table here are all laughing away, thinking they're getting away with not being interviewed. So I'm going to pass over to these gentlemen over here, see if I can collar them as well. No. We've gone from a Gilbert White. You've all got dark beers. What are you drinking?
I usually like the stouts. So I usually go for one or two of the stout or the mild. So I'm very fond of the mild. I went for, I think this is one of the milds here. What was someone you had? Was it? That's the one, I think. No, that's the one. Rockham Dark. Rockville Dark.
And where is that from?
Stirlingshire.
Oh, a lovely Scottish stout.
Yeah, very nice. The stouts are very good here. You get a choice of about 10 different stouts. They've all got different flavours. A really, really good choice. I like the dark beers and the stouts.
So do you mark them? Do you grade them yourselves?
I don't grade them. I just tick them as ones
just
I like. And
ones tick them off the list.
Yeah, yeah.
And I notice you've got all these camera stickers here. What
are the vouchers where we get the pints from. We say, that's about a pint's worth, or half a pint's worth of beer.
Right.
So I've got about 6 pints here, if I'm lucky.
Keep you going then for a while. Cheers. And what are you drinking, sir?
I think it's called a Thetford Mild.
Oh, a mild. Now, mild. I'm a mild man myself. Well, I like a good mild. And that's from Deptford.
Thetford.
Whereabouts is that?
Don't know.
And what do you think of it then?
It's nice taste, yes.
Nice taste.
It's not too strong. It's around 4%. Basically, these tokens, it was 10 tokens for half a pint, 20 for a pint.
Right.
So that's for a normal strength, session strength, about 4%.
So you're enjoying. Is that the first one that you've had so far?
No. I bought £10 worth of tokens. So yeah, I've had. One, two, three halves.
Three halves.
Yeah.
And you're feeling okay?
Yes, fine, yes. Yeah, I'll have something to eat a bit later, yeah.
Excellent. Well, hope you have a wonderful session, and thank you very much.
Thank you.
How interesting there, Jimmy.
Mild.
Mild.
Love it.
I do like a good mild.
Exactly.
And you were quite happy there because the stouts were being perfectly represented.
Yes, so they should.
I have to say, ladies and gentlemen, we haven't as yet tried anything ourselves.
No, we haven't actually got a glass because part of the ticket getting in gets you a glass and beer tokens.